Hello, friends. You're listening to Odd Music Radio Shower on WRFU. That's 104.5. Hi.
Hello.
So this is Andrew and Philip, and here we are. Philip has a piece that he would like to play for us. I have never heard it.
Yeah, so we're going to start out the evening with a piece of chamber music by a composer, American composer, by the name of Joshua Feinberg, who's based out of Boston. This is a piece called Paradigms, and it is for flute, clarinet, piano, percussion, violin, cello, and tape. So the reason I wanted to play this piece because it's kind of an interesting take on a style of music that is kind of in vogue these days in classical, modern classical music. It's called spectral music. It comes mainly out of France, but other places too. But what Feinberg does with this piece is spectralism just briefly does in general is it kind of analyzes pitch timbres and colors of different sounds, and then uses those timbres as pitch material that gets mapped onto other instruments. And that's done by kind of approximating frequencies of different partials, and it gets kind of complicated and mathematical. But what he does is he takes a recording of a already spectral ensemble and uses that as the frequency material for this piece. So you hear this kind of weird retuned ensemble.
Huh. So it actually starts with a spectral piece and then does a spectral analysis of that.
Exactly. It's like a twice baked potato, but this is in the form of a chamber piece instead of a potato. Nice. I guess you could think of it that way. So you get this kind of weird, almost impressionistic blur to the sound. You get this kind of weird, mushy color to it. That's kind of neat.
Well, let's check it out.
Let's check it out. This is Paradigms by Joshua Feinberg. So that was the piece Paradigms by composer Joshua Feinberg. And it's a piece for flute, clarinet, piano, percussion, violin, cello, and electronic tape. It was composed in 1994. So we're going to move from that to what next, Andrew?
Well, I wanted to show some stuff, play some stuff from a conference that I really wanted to go to and didn't. But there are some traces from it. It is, there was this symposium in Boston just a couple months ago, in February, I guess it was. March, February? Somewhere in there. March. And it was on a tuning called the Bolin-Pierce Tuning System, and it's an unusual tuning, and it has a surprisingly large number of people who are interested in it, and I guess they had a successful concert, conference. Lots of people came, and they had concerts and papers, and it sounds like it was very successful.
So what is it about this tuning that draws a lot of people to it and allows a conference to be built around it?
I'm not sure. I've used it. I'm interested in it. But I don't. I couldn't say what attracts people to it. It's really peculiar. One thing it has in common with the tuning we're familiar with, 12 equal divisions of the octave, is that it is equal steps. So, it as opposed to a scale where the steps are all unequal, or some of them are unequal. But there's no octave. It's not some number of divisions of an octave. It's 13 divisions of the perfect 12th, which is the octave plus a fifth. And so that's chopped up. And then when you have those steps, they're actually larger than half steps. So it's you've got these sort of big, clunky steps. Mm-hmm. I find it kind of awkward. it's a nice awkward. It's welcome. But anyway, so somehow it's just a miracle to me. I'm really excited that it has this kind of following and that this many people are interested in it. So what I wanted to play were these excerpts from the concert, and so this is concert two. There were, I guess, three concerts, and this is concert two. So the first is Folk Tune Improvisation by Arturo Grolemund. The second is Free Improvisation by Ron Sword with Paul Ehrlich. The third is Stretched Chromatic Etude by Ron Sword. Then there's Love Song by Elaine Walker with Dr. Boulanger, Dan Sedgwick, and Margie Gear. And finally, Color Me Gray by Jinku Kim with Dr. Boulanger. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Meredith Monk, an excerpt from her Volcano Songs from 1993. That song was called Lost Wind. And before that, we heard excerpts from the Bowlin Pierce conference that took place in Boston last month.
Right. And we'll hear a few more of those later on tonight. I really enjoyed that piece we just listened to. I never heard two voices quite doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's intense.
The beating effect between the two is really striking. Okay. Well, I've got a couple of tracks here that I'd like to play from The Residents. They're a sort of intentionally enigmatic band. And it seems like they sort of have a rock kind of thing happening, but it's also very strange. And it seems like all of their albums are concept albums of some sort or another. There's always some kind of concept. And they don't give you enough of it that you really feel like you get it, which I like. I appreciate that. So this is from... I'm going to play two tracks in a row from this one particular album. And the album is called The Tunes of Two Cities. So here's what it says in the liner notes. The Tunes of Two Cities is the second part of the Residents' Mole Trilogy, which began with Mark of the Mole. While the first part is an elaborately told story of political and social struggle, Two Cities is a documentation of the music of these two cultures as they were before fate threw them into turmoil. The tracks on this disc alternate between societies, first one culture, then the other, making its point not just by what is said, but by the listener's willingness to understand the globe-wrenching power of difference. So I think I will play somewhere in the middle. I'll do two tracks. It actually alternates, and you can tell which is which on the back by the font changing, but it doesn't actually tell you the names of the societies or which one is which, but you can definitely hear there's a difference in style. So I will play track 8, and then it'll go straight into track 9. Track 8 is Anvil Forest, and they're all lowercase letters, and it's bold. And track 9 is Scent of Mint, and those are uppercase letters, and they're not bold. I could also mention that track 8 is Sans Serif, and track 9 is Serif. But that may not be very relevant. Onward. Anvil Forest, Scent of Mine. Scent of Mint. Okay, we're having a couple of technical difficulties, as you may have guessed. So I'm just going to start that track right over for you. I think we've got the cable in the position that it likes to be in order to play. Here we go. Thank you. So, Philip, tell us about that piece we just heard.
Well, this was a piece by composer Larry Polansky called Movement for Andrea Smith, and it's for string quartet in just intonation. It's not your standard string quartet, though. It's actually two violins and two violas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was written for retuned strings and just intonation using only natural harmonics up to the fifth harmonic.
Okay.
So that's how that piece was laid out.
Yeah. Great.
So what's next?
Well, I've got some more excerpts from the Bolin Pierce Symposium from last month. These are from Concert 3 out of, I think, 3 that occurred at the symposium. And these are sort of more acoustic classical sort of things, I think. It may actually be hard to hear when one piece ends and another begins. You'll hear some clarinets, which are actually specially designed Bolin Pierce clarinets. And I think there's also some singing, and anyway, I think there might be some other invented instruments. Anyway, I heard it one time, I liked it, and we'll hear it again. So here are the pieces that are going to be in it. Beyond the Horizon by Georges Haidu with Nora Louise Müller and Akos Hoffman. And then When the Ravens Descend by Owen Bloomfield with Marion Samuel Stevens, Tilly Kuiman, Stephen Fox. Pas de Deux by Sasha Lemke. Little Duet by Arash Waters with Tilly Kuiman, Shane Neal. And finally, there's two more. Ho Quedas 2 by Johannes Kretz with Nora Louise Müller and Akos Hoffman. And finally, Cross Current by Gail Young. So I hope that you enjoy that. And there's got to be a website where I can send you. So I'll look for that between now and then to tell you where to go to find out more about the Bolin Pierce tuning system and the Bolin Pierce symposium that occurred last month. Because I think there are more traces than just these. But I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
So those were some excerpts from the Bolin Pierce Symposium that took place last month in Boston. You can hear recordings of the first and third nights, I think in the entirety of them, through the website. So if you wanted to look this up on the internet, this is Bolin, B-O-H-L-E-N, hyphen, Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, hyphen, conference.org. Bolin-Pierce-Conference.org. And I think there's a lot of neat stuff in there. I haven't actually looked at this website too closely, but I can see it's pretty nifty looking. So,
those are the names of the guys that kind of discovered the tuning, more or less.
Right, yeah. That's two out of the at least three who independently came up with it. Another one is Kees van Pruijen.
Yeah.
Or Pruijen, or something like that.
That might be too much of a mouthful.
Yeah, poor guy. But I don't know the history too closely. But there's at least those three who independently discovered it. So the last thing I'd like to play tonight, kind of related to this, and that it's microtonal, is a miniature haiku of sorts. It's what it's called on the microtonal networking site where it's posted is Haiku 3 for Jay Barton. I don't know if that's really its name, but Jay Barton, of course, is Jacob, who's often on the show with us and involved with Odd Music here in Urbana. Norbert Aldani has written this piece, and it's written according to a constraint that Jacob has offered, which is to take an interval that you're interested in, a musical interval, and transform the numbers that make up the numerical description of the interval, transform that into some kind of constraint outside of simply numbers, but in particular, Jacob has offered that it be words, letters and words. So this particular interval here can be numerically described as 386.3137. So that's cents, which are... there's 1,200 cents in an octave and 100 cents in a half step by definition. So in this case, 386.3137 cents is a microtonal interval, just shy of 400 cents, which would be a 12 equal interval. But Norbert here has altered the constraint a little bit to make it like a haiku. So instead of so 386, right? So instead of it being a three-letter word and then an eight-letter word and then a six-letter word, it's a three-syllable line, an eight-syllable line, and a six-syllable line. So a three-line poem like a haiku.
So the interval's kind of close to a major third if we were going to equate it to...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Roughly.
Yeah, it's just a little bit shy of what we're used to hearing as a major third in the piano. By 14 cents, which means 14% of a half step. So pretty small. But there are conditions under which you can hear the difference. And anyway, part of the constraint also is to take that poem and then set it to music using that interval. So I have heard some of Norbert's previous haikus for J. Barton, but I have not heard haiku 3 for J. Barton, which is this one, based on 386. Which is the frequency ratio of 5/4, if you're counting. So, here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Closed. Front porch, sun, slight warm breeze.
Okay, there's this little one of those technical difficulties that we so carefully choreographed just to convince you that we're not as brilliant as we are, actually are. And I will play it for you now. Enjoy.
My enclosed front porch, sun, slight warm breeze, birds chirp.
What a dreamy way to close the show.
Yes, very well done.
You've been listening to Odd Music Radio Shower, and you can do that again next week if you would like to. It's every Tuesday at 11 p.m. on WRFU 104.5. That was a different lifetime when I was on a different radio station. 104.5, Radio Free Urbana.
We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
Good night.